Republican state reps Don LeBrun and William Marsh had just finished voting on things like whether to legalize a new kind of firecracker, along with 350 or so of their colleagues in the House. Then they head downstairs to the cafeteria toward the promise of a free lunch.
We have Indian food, Mexican food, Syrian food.
An immigration activist, Ava Castillo, is overseeing things here. A Democratic state rep from Nashua, Latha Mandrapudi, works the room. She immigrated to New Hampshire decades ago from India. The point of the luncheon, she says, is to persuade her colleagues that immigrants are good for New Hampshire.
If I look at what's happening in our nation's capital, it'll be difficult for me to get up and walk every day. But whatever little I can do in my community, that's my focus. And I think that is less daunting for me.
Mandrapudi hails from Nashua, one of New Hampshire's most diverse places. Her colleague, Republican Don LeBrun, lives there too. LeBrun is in his 80s and a Korean War vet. He describes himself as a conservative. LeBrun settles down with a plate of food next to William Marsh from Carroll County. He's also Republican. A gray-haired lady leans across the table. They're deep in conversation.
So a refugee coming in is vetted in their own country or the country that they fled to. They don't just flood into here like in Europe. They can't.
Sue Corby is a volunteer with a program called Welcoming Manchester. The group wants to make Manchester welcoming to immigrants.
So a refugee is, yes, well vetted, and
I have to respectfully disagree with that.
LeBrun cuts in.
If they were being so thoroughly vetted, why are we getting so many that we have no idea after 6 months where they have been?
I'm not aware that that's the case.
LeBrun brings up the Boston Marathon bombers, but Corby says they're not refugees. Rather, they'd come to the U.S. on a tourist visa, then sought asylum. That doesn't seem to change LeBrun's opinion.
I respectfully disagree.
Corby tries a different tack.
I think you want to be you're being very protective, and that's good. You're trying to protect. I just think it's
my country. I love this country, and I welcome anybody whatsoever that wants to come into this country. But you come in welcomed. That's the way you come in.
I think that there's so many complicated ways that people get in.
Suddenly, the other state rep, LeBrun's friend, pipes up.
One of my most eye-opening experiences in the last several years, my daughter went to Connecticut College, and her roommate was a young lady who came from Hanoi.
William Marsh is a first-term Republican. Till now, he's been keeping quiet.
Now, young men of my generation have a very hard time dealing with people who come to this country from Vietnam for a great many reasons.
But then Marsh met the young woman. She came home with his daughter for Christmas and cooked the whole family a meal. Something changed.
You know, I recognize that I come from a very insular part of the country. You can't get much more insular than the North Country of New Hampshire. But you do have to have a little bit of an open mind, and I'm trying to allow myself to have that.
Music to Corby's ears. But Marsh has another reason to keep an open mind. He said that in Carroll County, his part of the state, the population is aging so fast, and young people are leaving in such numbers. Any influx of people should be on the table, however complicated. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Emily Corwin.